ask you to go ahead and have a seat. And while you're being seated, to take out your copy of the Scripture, open it to the book of Matthew. Our grade schoolers will be gathering together with Miss Teresa in the back of the sanctuary. They'll be going to a special time of celebration this morning. We're going to talk together this morning about the idea of dining at the Lord's table. Now, I imagine at some point in time in the last couple of weeks or in the next week or so, you're going to have an occasion to gather together with friends or family or co-workers. I hope that your table is a little bigger than this one when you sit down to eat. But nonetheless, you'll gather together and you will have a time of eating and a time of fellowship. And we're going to see this morning as we look into the Gospel of Matthew and we turn to several other passages of Scripture, just how Jesus took a meal that he was observing with his disciples and he transformed it from something that celebrated what God had done in the peoples of Israel. And Jesus transformed that meal to a time of remembrance for what he would do for each one of us. So Matthew chapter 26 will be our text this morning primarily. And it just really for us is going to set the stage and serve as the framework on which we do everything else. I want to begin in verse 17, but we're going to move from verse 17 to verse 20 and then verses 26 and following. So verse 17 says, "Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?'" We move on to verse 20 where it says, "When it was evening, he reclined at the table with the 12." And then verse 26, "Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" There's a couple of truths that I want us to grab a hold of this morning as we talk about this idea of dining at the Lord's table. We're partaking of the Lord's Supper together. We do this frequently. Some of the stuff you may be familiar with, some of it you may be new to you, some of it you may connect for the first time in your lives. But as we look into this snippet towards the end of Jesus' earthly life, he is gathered with the disciples and they are observing a Passover meal together. And as they observe that Passover meal, Jesus takes the ordinary, regular elements of that meal and he infuses them with new meaning. And so as we begin our discussion this morning, I want us to first of all to understand, as we talk about the Lord's Supper, that the foundation for the Lord's Supper is the Passover. Turn in your Bibles back to the book of Exodus chapter 12. Exodus is in the Old Testament. It's the second book of the Bible. And in Exodus chapter 12, we read that the children of Israel have gone to Egypt to live. And over a course of several hundred years, leadership has changed in Egypt. And the people of Israel have gone from being honored guests to being slaves. And finally, God raises up a deliverer by the name of Moses, and he is going to use Moses to bring the people of Israel out of the nation of Egypt. Moses has a series of interactions with Pharaoh, and now we come to the end of that time. A series of plagues have struck the nation and the people of Egypt. None of them have been sufficient to truly transform Pharaoh's heart and mind. But as we come to chapter 12, we come to the plague that will culminate God's deliverance of the people. It says, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall be for you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take accordingly, or shall take according to the number of persons. According to what each can eat, you shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill the lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its heads with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.'" Let me pause and set it up and kind of refresh it for you. God says, here's how you're going to partake this meal. You're going to eat it prepared to go on a journey, because what's going to happen the night that you eat this meal for the first time is that the death angel is going to pass over the nation of Egypt. And all that the death angel passes, or the death angel as it passes through Egypt, all of the firstborn of the land are going to be stricken and died. And the only thing that is going to spare you, the only thing that is going to mark you as my people, is going to be the blood that marks the doorpost of your home. And if the death angel sees that blood, it will pass over your home and spare all of those inside judgment. That's the setting. And then God goes on to say, verse 14, "This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever, and you shall keep it as a feast. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the first day you shall remove leaven out of your houses. For if anyone eats what is leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day you shall hold a holy assembly, and on the seventh day a holy assembly. No work shall be done on those days, but what everyone needs to eat, that alone may be prepared by you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought your host out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a statute forever. In the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven is to be found in your houses. If anyone eats what is leavened, that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your dwelling places. You shall not eat leavened bread." God says, listen, this is what's going to happen. And from this day forward, on this date, you are to have a time of remembrance and celebration to remember that on this day, I delivered you from captivity in Egypt. Guys, that's the historical framework as Jesus gathers in Matthew chapter 26 with the disciples. They are partaking of this meal that God describes in Exodus chapter 12. They are having it together to reminisce and to remember what God had done in the past for their people. So, with that in mind, we realize then the Passover was a time to remember God's deliverance of the Israelites from bondage in Egypt. And with a few simple words, Jesus transforms that meal from a time of remembering what God did to deliver the people of Israel from bondage in Egypt to making it become a time where you and I remember what God did to deliver us from the bondage of sin through Christ on the cross. The Lord's Supper celebrates our deliverance from sin, as the Passover celebrated the deliverance of the people of Israel from bondage in Egypt. The foundation of the Lord's Supper is the Passover meal. Verse 26 tells us, now as they were eating, what are they eating? They're partaking of this meal together. Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. The bread symbolizes the body of Christ, our sinless Savior, our sinless sacrifice. Remember back in Egypt, they were told to fix bread minus what? Leaven. And now they are partaking of this unleavened bread. And Jesus says, take, eat, this is my body. When we look at what the Passover meal had become by the day and time of Jesus,